Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Heaps Normal, independent, non-alcoholic, delicious beer. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty-free at checkout. Helps keep the lights on here at MFB HQ.
Yeah. I had one the other day, much to the consternation of friend of the show, Brett Blake. Hates the concept, hates it. So if you want to be nothing like him, have a Heaps Normal.
Yeah. And Brett Blake, you actually, you guys have been touring together, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow the last week. And get onto our Instagram at Mid-Flight Brawl. Blakey caught Heggie doing something. Oh, what's he up to?
More chili Heggie.
Beautiful. Brought a tear to my eye, that. Just having a froth.
I was providing more chili. Providing content is what I was doing.
There you go.
Not my bag, but I did it for you people.
The content champ himself. And you've always said you've never played the pokies before, and I know, because you weren't even playing full lines, you actual coward. But get around Heaps Normal, heapsnormal.com. Bloody Dry July's coming up. Get on there. Have a month off the froths. They're the tastiest ones.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, I'm great. I'm looking at a bloke that's a few hundred patrons away from heading over to Bali for the very first time.
I don't think
Lucas
so.
Lucas Heggie himself.
No? What's going to happen if I don't? We're going to get sued or something?
Well, a listener sent us a message the other day saying, hey, guys, listening to an old episode, Heggie said if our...
Already,
if the Patreon,
pretty sad.
Yep. The Patreon. If our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl, gets to 1,000 patrons, Heggie would go to Bali. And we're halfway there. Whoa.
No.
Living on a bit.
Like, it's not much, but patron money is how I pay the rent. Not for, it's not play money. I'm not going to fucking Bali.
Man, you can pay the rent for so long in Bali.
Yeah, I'm not fucking moving there.
What's the shortest trip to Bali? You know what we should do? Like, I know some Virgin Australia flight attendants, and they do like a 56 or 72-hour
turnaround.
It's a short turnaround. They fly, have a couple of days there, fly back.
Oh, I wouldn't be getting accommodation if I absolutely had to do it. I'd be in and out in a day.
That morning.
Yeah. Find the Irish pub, have a couple, back to the airport. See ya.
The shortest Bali trip of all time. How are you, mate? Been on the
road
good. A bit?
Yeah, been on the road a lot in the cultural hub of the Southern Hemisphere, Melbourne, right now. Loving it.
We are at a Quest apartment.
Yeah.
I can tell you've been on the road a bit because we're meant to do these eps Monday. I was a little bit knackered. The whole family fucking shot down with pneumonia and some other shit. Not me. Just drank through it. Eating Thai red curries again.
It's that strong constitution that gets you through when your family goes down.
You know, it's so funny. My mum and dad, we caught up with them today. Family's written off. They said the same thing. Just got to push through it.
Yeah.
Get on the beers.
Yeah. Well, self-employed, you don't really get sick much, do you?
Nah, fuck no. Just I don't know if I get sick days at work. Never tested it.
You might, you would.
Yeah.
You must have taken one.
I got a couple of days off when Max was born.
Oh, that's 5 days
off.
That's nice. That's not sick days though, is it?
Yeah. Well,
paternal leave.
Yeah. 5 days of that. That'll do.
Patriarchy trying to get some of that as well.
Mm. But no, fuck, should give it a nudge, actually.
Absolutely. Sickies. Great Australian tradition.
Tell you what, I almost had one last Monday because I had a couple of weekends back. I was in Newcastle, Comedy Festival with our mate Andrew Milos. And there was a bit of this afterwards. He took me to a karaoke bar.
Did he just?
Yeah, and I was with Cam Duggan, a few others, and practicing the Irish national anthem. Blind.
Very good.
It was at 2 a.m. in Newcastle.
Yeah. What was that girl saying? It's not fucking shit. It's not the end of that.
Not one Heaps Normal was harmed in the making of that film.
Very good. I'm going there this weekend. Up to Newey. Actually, might be doing an extra show. 6 p.m. matinee. It's mine sold out. So yeah. Get around it.
Fuck yeah.
But we'll see.
Good town. Good town, good people. We've got live shows coming up in July, 15th and 16th, I believe, midflightbrawl.com. We've got Hobart and Lon Seston. We're doing stand-up and a live mid-flight brawl, so get around it.
Yeah.
And you've got another live show coming up here. Your favourite city, Melbourne.
Melbourne. Coming down here.
The home of Six the Musical, which is coming out soon. Do you know what that's about?
Six.
No,
what's it about? Six very special people.
Well, sort of, yeah. Henry VIII's wives.
Oh, Christ. Here we go.
Yep. They've made a musical about it. Right. Better than Cruel Intentions, though, surely. And Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, and fucking Gander the Musical. 9/11 the Musical. Yes, I'm doing a show June 21. Pencil it in. It's fucking free. I'm doing a best of show. Don't be a dickhead because it's getting filmed for Paramount.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 10. And
Paramount Plus.
Yeah. A lot of seats to fill. So if anyone wants to come along, could use some friendly fire in Melbourne. So pencil it in. June 21, details to come.
Sick.
Coming up soon.
Yeah. Well, Bali, obviously. We're trying to get you to Bali. Something else has been.
No. If I'm going to Bali, I thought this is the other. If 1,000.
Mate, you're already budging. This is great. Because it went from I'll never fucking go to, I'm not getting a hotel.
Do you have to do? Because 1,500, you're quitting your fucking job.
Nah, 15, it's not enough.
Well, 1,000's not enough for me to go to fucking Bali. Why are we talking? Fucked.
One's a holiday. One's a day trip. A day trip to Bali's pretty good.
Yeah, change your life.
Yeah.
Commit. Change your life.
I've always wanted to, my wife and sons go away to my in-laws, her parents' joint, for a weekend.
Yeah.
I want to see how far I can get that weekend.
Oh, you can get to Bali and back.
See you guys. Go with them. Drop them off because they're just past the airport.
I'll send a picture of it, like you in Iceland or something.
How far can you get?
To the North Pole. You know,
72 hours.
Yeah. You probably could. You could go to the North Pole.
You reckon? 72 hours?
Real quick. Yeah, you organise it properly.
Come back with frostbite in summer. What have I done?
Very good.
I'll tell you what has been popping up. I don't know. Obviously, the phones are listening. Conspiracies abound here. But shampoo. A few YouTube videos popping up about shampoo being a lie. Since you said you shampooed your hair twice.
I thought you were about to tell me about Shampoo the Musical coming back to Melbourne. So fucking here we go. Great.
No, shampoo's a lie. Yeah, a lot of them popping up. Yeah. The YouTube feed.
But are they trying to sell you something else, like in lieu of shampoo?
Nah, they're just saying bullshit.
Right. Oh, okay.
Fraud.
They're not saying you should use my fucking elixir.
And I watched one of them. You didn't explain it, but people were like, you wash your hair with shampoo. The shampoo gets all the oils out. Then you immediately put in some sort of hair product, which is just filled with oils.
Yeah.
And then you have to wash out the oils again.
Yeah, one way street.
Whereas if you just leave it, good to go.
Yeah. Did I not explain this?
No.
Oh,
you didn't.
Okay.
You sounded like a fucking grommet.
Man, I was on a plane last week. I've been on a lot of planes lately. Mm-hmm. And last week, big bang on a plane I was on. Lightning strike.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right out the window, heaps of sparks. Big bang. I thought, fuck, something's wrong here.
Wow.
Oh, it gets straight. I'm going, don't worry about it. It's just lightning. All right. Cool. We're coming into Sydney.
Yeah, Jesus.
Seemed fine in the end. I didn't get outside and inspect for the burns.
Yeah.
But it was right underneath me pretty much. Sparks right outside my window.
Fucking hell. For how long?
Oh, no, just one big bang.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It felt like a wheel had fallen off or something.
Jesus. Which one would you want? Would you want moon, beach, comet, sunlight?
Oh, probably comet on the lightning theme. Like a comet
blazing across the evening. Yeah, good fit. Sky. Is a good fit, that one. Gone too
soon. I tell you what, for today's episode, you might want to keep that near the top.
It's always there.
And the other thing that came across the desk quite a lot, it's nearly a week old, but it's pretty recent, is that fight. In the
big fight, yeah. United check-in.
Yeah.
A lot of people sent us that.
I thought it must have been fake, but he was gone.
No. So the video I put up on our Insta was a video that had been shared a bit on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it showed a United employee slapping a bloke who turns out to be an ex-NFL player.
Yeah.
And it was the old right, good night. Not the left-right, good night. A right, follow-up right. Yeah. Somebody wrote to us, my mate Noah actually, and said he should have just laid on the baggage belt, just gone through the flaps.
I watched the longer version too. It's a little bit, doctored to make it look like the slap came first, didn't
it? He shoved him, no? The United employee shoved him first. Put hands on him first.
No, I don't think
so. The longer video, I think he hands on first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, there's probably an even longer one somewhere, but yeah. Never get the full picture, do you? People should be videoing all the time. Yeah. Otherwise, you just don't get the full picture.
Yeah.
You get an edited version. It's like, this guy ran up on stage and punched me. Did he? What for? I don't know. Nothing. I was just doing my business. Were you? What'd you say, cunt?
I was telling it like it is.
Yeah.
This bloke couldn't handle it, the truth. good fight video, but we just got sent some. We're recording this on Sunday night, last 48 hours, Dublin Airport. Hot diggity, gang fight breaks out.
Right.
And two blokes, it turned into the old knuckle documentary. Everyone, leave them alone, leave them alone. Took minutes. They said 3 or 4 minutes until security turned up.
Really? Oh, security would have been in the crowd.
So these guys ready to fight, and then one guy comes from the side and just a nice old temple shot.
Another one, like a third one.
Yeah, third one in, temple shot, guy down. A few head stomps.
Ooh.
That's when people started going, oh, come on. I'm happy to watch a fight at an airport.
Yeah.
I love that's where the line was.
Out the back of the toilet block shit, yeah.
And again, it just proves how many punch-ons there are in Ireland because there's people around at the airport just having a bit, just watching.
Have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, cup and saucer.
Nobody seems perturbed.
No.
It's all fine.
Seen it before. I like that.
And we'll see it again.
Yeah.
The American one, big song and dance.
Yeah.
I do love, though, when the guy gets slapped. The American footballer said, just points to just someone off camera. You see that shit?
Yeah.
As in a, just give us a thumbs up. I could fucking bash this bloke.
Yeah. Oh, you think he was looking for applause or he wanted a witness, I reckon?
Yeah, witness to it. Yeah. No, that's what he wanted. You see that? I'm going to flog him now, but I'm going to need you later.
Yeah.
For this police report.
If you walk off, I'm coming for you.
He drew first blood. Something else is... come back to haunt me, Heggy. A few years ago, I remember it well. It was Perth Fringe Festival 2018. And we'd done some washing there at your mate Chris's place.
Yeah.
We're hanging it up in the backyard.
Yeah.
I was pairing the socks.
Oh.
And you told me not to. It's very ticky-like behavior.
Coordinated fucking colored pegs on each sock. You wouldn't put a sock on unless the peg matched the stripe it was going on.
It wasn't that fucking bad. I was just pairing all the socks up on the line so when I got them off. And since you teased me, I thought, fuck, I'm in the wrong here. Just spent yesterday, a Saturday, with my three-year-old son going through a mountain of fucking odd socks because I haven't done it since.
Oh, not pairing them on the line doesn't make you lose socks.
Oh.
Being a general dickhead in life makes you lose socks. Just get all the same brand of sock. Every second one you lose, you're fine.
I assume all your socks are just grey.
What?
You're just school socks.
No, I just got normal socks.
That's my mate Will. His nickname, by the way, copped school socks for years because he wore school socks once during summer holidays.
Yeah.
That will stick with him.
Oh, that's it? Like the ones with the colour around the top?
No. His school socks were just grey sort of, up to not just below the knee, sort of halfway.
Yeah. Did you have to wear garters with them to keep them up?
No.
Oh, you wore long trousers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, we had shorts.
What did you have to wear with the socks?
Long socks, like a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Like elastic around so you could keep them up.
Oh,
otherwise,
yeah.
They'd give you a flogging.
Yeah, like AFL socks. Roll over the top. They just stay there.
They go up to here, up. Though. Like a taxi driver. Yeah. You got to roll over the top of a bit of elastic.
Yeah.
Or a rubber band or something if you want to cut off circulation.
Oh, hell. Nothing worse.
Bully's wet dream, that.
Queensland as well. Good news. Shorts. Fuck yeah. Bad news. Covering up the whole calf with sock.
Yeah.
Enjoy the breeze on your knee, fuckhead.
Man, we can start. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention I'm down here in Melbourne filming, and you wouldn't know this because I don't do anything like tag in it, but some more segments for The Weekly.
TV's
ABC's new darling is in the house.
Oh, fucking hell. He's in the taxpayer money.
We'll see. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. T Payer.
Yeah.
Paying for this Quest apartment.
Yeah, I noticed you're in a Quest, and it's not a hotel room. It's an apartment. It's got a kitchen, separate bedroom.
Yeah,
that's where my fucking tax dollars go
to make some, in inverted commas, so-called comedy, as the pundits say when they see it and send the comments.
Wow. Well, Nick Cody TM's moving to fucking St. Lucia. You know, no more tax here. It's getting wasted on this joint. No, it is very nice. Yeah. How are you looking forward to it? More acting. Well, it's not really acting.
Not really.
Yeah.
Just fucking doing well.
Last time, if you haven't seen the clip, have you put it up online?
No, I only just got it.
Ah.
But I should do. Yeah. I don't know. Chuck it up. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
You got to saw an actual bike in half, which I loved. Yeah, they bought a bike for that.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. T-Payer's money again.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody.
Drove a forklift. Living your fucking best life.
Yeah.
If anything, just a normal day. They could have just followed you around and you would have done that.
Pretty
they
much.
Didn't need to
pretty
set
much
it up.
Did. Yeah. The only bit was running over Ben Knight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have done that on a regular day.
Fuck no.
Good fun though.
Yeah. That's not a one forklift job. I'd go a big truck. Try and take him out.
Yeah.
Have you somehow talked them into filming you barbecuing in a driveway yet?
No, but there'll be a bit of that sort of thing coming up, I think. Yeah.
Right. Well, we should bloody get stuck into this ep, huh?
This week we're looking at January 31, 1999. British Air Tours.
Oh, hold on. Oh, whoa. Not British Airways.
Nah, Air Tours.
Fucking hell. Tricked a lot of people that, I reckon.
You'll like this though. It's going the other way in terms of the numbers of the flight. This you'll think this is good. It's flight 28M.
Oh, gee, no, not a letter in there. Yeah,
letter at the wrong end of the thing.
Fuck.
Manchester to Corfu.
This is all bad news.
This isn't ours, right? This is just another separate incident on British Air Tours, just to set the scene on British Air Tours.
Oh, man, you've already said it.
Yeah, this was an incident just to set the scene. Engine failure on takeoff. Takeoff aborted.
Yeah.
Manchester. I read about this one.
Is that a slam the brakes on situation?
Yeah. Big one. You would have watched it, I'm sure. There was a stampede, and fair enough. Some dickhead probably trying to get his luggage out on the way out. You know what else was a contributor?
That actually happened on the, what was it? Miracle on the Hudson.
Someone tried to get their laptop out.
Sully, Captain
Sully Sullenberger.
Yeah.
The bird killer.
Someone's going, fuck me, the Krispy Kremes.
Imagine handing to the boat, the tugboat, your Krispy Kremes. Just take those, mate. You know, it was a contributor, though. The exit row dead shits. Didn't know how to sort out the door quickly.
Oh.
Pulled it in on themselves, 22 kgs.
That is.
And then
fuck.
People couldn't.
Honestly.
Yeah, I know. Fuck, just kick it out or something. Just do something.
It would be harder to bring in.
You'd think so. Oh, you've got to move it and just chuck it out.
Yeah, I know. But
it doesn't just push out.
No, give it a little wriggle. But that would have had to have held it outside the plane, spun it around, twist it a bit.
Pull it inside. Then people couldn't slide through quickly because of the armrests. They were down for takeoff. So people took their sweet time shuffling past that bottleneck, effectively killing a bunch of strangers. As long as you're all right, Jack. Senior FA tried to open a door, but it was jammed due to a design fault with the slide. Everything went wrong here.
No.
Front of the plane types had more success getting out.
Yeah.
So there's a lesson. over the wing, many more problems. I'll tell you what, I don't want to relive my horrific Perth-Melbourne flight of recent times, but the festering open wound trying to rub up against me for a few hours. But that was the emergency row I was in. And I was kind of, like halfway through, I was secretly hoping for some sort of emergency landing. I would have been the sole survivor, no question.
Yeah.
No way people were getting past these two.
Yeah.
They would, they wouldn't have even woken up. But you wouldn't get past them.
A lot of misgendering on the video there as well.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
Oh, from, not from me.
No.
I didn't say anything.
From others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrong. Mm. Almost had to go in and correct them. My favourite one was, if it wasn't for Heggie's arm, I wouldn't know which body part I was looking at. Yeah.
It was a strange angle, but I didn't want to get a face in there.
No.
This British Air Tours accident was a defining moment in civil aviation safety, one of your favourite concepts. Mm-hmm. Brought about the whole hullabaloo surrounding seat layout around the exits. In addition to fire-resistant seat covers, this all happened after this, floor lighting, fire-resistant wall and ceiling panels, more fire extinguishers and clearer evacuation rules.
Great.
Because the dickheads in the exit rows didn't know a thing.
Yeah.
They hadn't been told properly. Not that it makes much of a difference now because everyone's a dead shit. I've seen the way they listen. 55 rainbows.
Not that hard, by the way. Don't be one of those cunts. If the flight attendant's talking to you, they don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I've always said. Everybody should have to work in a retail job or a, you know. That everyone should have
serve
to work.
Somebody.
Yeah, you've got to work in hospo for a couple of years. Mm. Flight attendants don't want to tell you the fucking rules. Just listen to them. Don't be
a There's kid. A woman next to me recently huffing and puffing in the exit row because she had to take her earphones off to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want it. I've heard all this. Take them off, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Just show some respect. It's
the
one
flight
minute.
Attendant doesn't want to say it, but we've all got to do it.
55 rainbows faded
in
the twinkling of an eye that day. Like a comet blazing across the evening sky. Gone too soon.
And should have busted that out in karaoke.
Oh yeah.
In Newcastle. They might not have had it. You know what? I think I checked. Busters.
Was this down near the was this down near the train station?
No. It was on that before. It was near the hotel, near the Quest or whatever.
Oh, it's family.
It was Milos. From Newcastle Comedy. His mate moved to Japan.
Oh, yeah, he's got a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah. Cool. Married a Japanese woman, came to Newcastle, opened this sick bar and a karaoke spot. Sick. Fucking sweet. So good. Oh, maggot. Man. The next day when I got home, I was a bit dusty, late arvo. Thankfully, at the minute, Newcastle have like one flight to Melbourne a day at 2 p.m. It's a 6 a.m., not going to do that, at 2 p.m. Got home, bit tired at night. She said, what happened? I go, I'm just a bit run down. Busy week. And then she heard me playing the karaoke video on my phone. What's that? Me, nothing. Not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'll fess up. She's like, good one, fuck.
My voice is still echoing off the walls.
Had to scream a bit of the gig.
Yeah. For those 55 new rainbows, though, we'll always be grateful that they played their part in making me safer in the air. Mm. So every cloud.
Yeah.
Our protagonists this week, though, they're from Lewisham. Lewisham, of course, a London borough, tops the list of most fly tipping and graffiti in the country.
Beautiful.
Not bad. There's more detritus in Hounslow, as well as fly posting, which is just bill posters on fucking things. But Lewisham still holds its own in those categories, coming in the bottom five in all of them. Every single thing that makes your borough filthy.
Yeah.
Lewisham's right up there.
Well, what are you saying? Bottom five, top five?
Top five.
Nailing it.
Beg your pardon.
Yeah.
It's not going to say this is the worst serial killer. Don't think so. I think you find he's the best. Gatwick Airport.
Yeah, we're tied last on the serial killer list.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero that I know of. Gatwick Airport on January 31, 1999 was a day like any other. 12 travellers from Lewisham were getting on a plane to Jamaica.
Great.
And they had to have a tipple.
Yeah.
My guess, the Wetherspoon bars at the Red Lion or the Flying Horse.
Beautiful.
Gatwick Airport.
Got to go to a few Wetherspoons when I was in the UK a few years back with Kai Humphries and Daniel.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your slots doing grim gigs up near, up and around Newcastle.
I think I went to that exact one with Kai a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
I was there. Yeah, yeah. Wetherspoons. We had a dinner. Cost about £2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done it.
First time I've left a bar in front, I reckon. Not pokies related. I think they gave me a quid for one of the beers.
Yeah. Oh, you find your fucking money for the dinner on the floor in front of the bar. This group, your mates, they were 6 men and 6 women.
Beautiful.
There's a honeymooning couple.
Tommy, as God intended, as you'd say.
Yeah. Oh, 6 men, 6 women. There was a honeymooning couple, Tommy Cooper and Josephine Coyle. So that's 2 of them. Mm-hmm. What sort of configuration do you reckon the other 10 were?
A group of 5 men and a group of 5 women.
Yes.
Yeah. A bucks party and a hens party.
No. Well, oh. you're getting there. They were 5 brothers married to 5 sisters.
Oh.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Fucking hell. And honestly, 116 episodes in, the never. Worst thing I've heard yet.
Yeah, it's pretty grim, isn't it?
That is the worst. That's worse than the 58 rainbows fucking 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrific. That is truly sickening.
Mm-hmm. They came originally,
travelers.
The whole group. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the travellers as we'd call ourselves when we're travelling.
No.
More in the traditional sense of the word. They came originally from Sligo, Newry and Dublin and were travelling on British passports. And this group, the Codies, as we'll call them.
you like dags.
As soon as the plane took off, started singing loudly.
Love it.
And this is where your people can take exception.
Well, having
and
fun.
Rightly so too. I've seen Christian singing on planes and even the entire cast of a musical break into song. And the result is universal rapturous applause with a few notable exceptions, of which I would fucking be one, definitely.
Yeah. Middle-aged man reading The Australian, generally.
Keep your fucking fabulousness for when you're trotting the planks, yeah. Please.
Yeah.
You see, you see videos of like...
I'm happy for fucking sea-level Yas Queen stuff. Not in the sky.
No. Nah. It's a captive audience, and I don't appreciate that. Mm. Even if it was my favourite song they were singing, I'd go, nah, sorry. Yeah. No harmonising in the air. Fuck off. One thing those tuneful, viral melody makers from musicals and the like don't generally do, though, is start swearing. But the Codies did. I'll tell you what, on swearing, I did a tour recently with your mate and mine, Brett Blake,
mm-hmm.
as part of the Comedy Festival Roadshow, we're fucking, like, he doesn't care. We're in a cafe and there's some sort of, you know, CWA types there, really old women there. And he's just walking in pretty much, fuck, fuckity, fuck, shit, dick, cunt, fuckity, 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 fuck, fuck. Oh, hi, ladies. Good morning. How are you? Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, shit. Doesn't care. Yeah. It's great. Very refreshing.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Very, very polite as soon as he's talking to people, but then straight back into it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he thinks they can't hear if they're not talking to
him.
He's from WA and he'd go, sorry, guys, I'm dyslexic.
Man. Yeah. This plane, though, the singing.
You didn't say Tanakh, mate. You said cunt loudly within earshot.
This plane, no one liked the swearing. No one liked the singing.
What do you mean? Flying out of Manchester, you say? Is this Manchester?
The Manchester was the accent. It was Gatwick.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To Jamaica.
That's the EasyJet hub, I believe. It's not Gatwick. Their main airport. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, there's a lot.
We got Heathrow. I think Ryanair and Gatwick. Ryanair and EasyJet use those.
I've been out of Gatwick before for something, but yeah. They were. They'd already gone a fair way by this stage. No drinking heavily.
Mm-mm.
They diverted to Norfolk International Airport in Virginia.
Is that CIA or something? That's around there, isn't it?
What do you mean
FBI? Oh, no, where's it? Langley.
Langley. Is that in Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, the female body inspectors got on board.
Right.
And the 12 travellers got booted off. And they said, this unscheduled stop is costing Air Tours £20,000.
That's made up.
That is made up.
What a round figure.
Fuck
I
yeah.
I think so.
Hang on.
If you're going to try and stitch a group up, you know, it's got to be a fucking $18,743.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, 24 cents.
Well.
Shit they, like security fees. You
yeah.
Know.
Yeah. They, well, they're not going to fucking pay it, are they?
No.
Anyway. The travellers spent 3 days at Norfolk Airport without their luggage. Little tip from the top, I'm not MacGyver here, but always chuck your toothbrush and a pair of Reg Grundies in your hand luggage. You never know
always.
When one of your dickhead mates will get you chucked off a plane and stranded for 3 days in a foreign land.
I've always, yeah, if I've, carry on every time. T-shirt, shorts, jocks, toothbrush, that's what's in there, laptop.
Even just, a one-hour flight, you might shit yourself on the way.
Well, I just figure someone, you know.
They lost, lose fuck. Luggage.
No. You can see people when they just fuck sticks that, you know, when they go to hand a drink over and the flight attendants are holding the tray and the people grab the tray.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not your tray, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Grab the drink.
Oh, you see FA say to every single person, just take the glass.
Just take the glass.
Just take the glass. Yeah. Everyone. You've got to do it. That must be infuriating.
Oh, I cannot even imagine.
You know where their luggage ended up? Which, of course, if anyone remembers, is where your favourite ever rap artist went to filter local sounds and take them back to Canada.
What was his name?
Potok Philippe.
Potok Philippe, that's right. Montego Bay, I had a look into the bloke that sang it.
Bobby
Bloom. Bobby Bloom. I was like, you know, handsome bloke in the 70s or something. I'd never heard of him before until you made me download that song.
I made you. I held you down on the ground.
How do you reckon yeah. Bobby Bloom met his end?
Got high as a kite in Jamaica and walked off a cliff or something? No. I don't know. I deliberately didn't look this up when you mentioned this. I don't know.
Great American story.
Oh.
He was in a house in Hollywood cleaning his gun. Oopsie daisy.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking down the barrel.
Yeah. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
I mean, guns have been in the news yet again recently, yeah. And I tell you what, if his wife just had a gun, she could have shot it out of his hands before he shot himself. Why didn't she have a fucking gun trained on the gun?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. I've
fallen asleep at the wheel.
There's
that
only
mob.
One thing that'll sort out a clumsy bloke with a gun.
More guns.
And that is a trained person with a gun.
What the fuck are you cleaning a gun for? How dirty do guns get? They fucking clean them. They get cleaned a lot.
Yeah.
They get cleaned more than they shoot, I reckon.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. Don't ever clean your fucking gun.
Nah.
What's it doing? You're not crawling through mud.
And even if you do clean a gun, surely it's the old Super Nintendo Sega Mega Drive cartridge. Just a bit of air into it.
Was
that'll
he,
clean it out.
Do you remember, was he an old man by the time he did this?
No, he was like 28.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jesus truly Christ. Gone too soon.
See you, Bobby. Yeah, anyway, bunch of dirty white undies and dirty white singlets had a holiday in Montego Bay. The Pikeys, alas, did not.
So how long did they hang out at the airport?
3 days.
Right.
Media
probably turned, having a fucking ripper time.
Well, media turned up to the airport to get some footage of a bunch of Irish travellers look like when setting up camp for 3 days in an airport.
These crazy Irish.
Yeah. The travellers refused to pay to return home after Air Tours banned them from their aircraft for life.
Oh, that sounds like a fucking win.
Yeah.
I've done well here.
They
the travellers.
They also declined a Foreign Office offer to have money transferred from home to pay for new flights. But then Wayne Shank, Deputy Executive Director of the airport, said there was interest from several airline companies in returning the route to the UK. Getting the fuck out of here. It's bad for business to have 12 pikies malingering around the airport.
Mm.
And isn't it just funking up the James River Grill, where you can get pub wings with traditional buffalo sauce or gastro barbecue sauce? I predict what's going to happen later in the title.
Beautiful.
Order a bucket that is, you'll shit yourself. Take that to the bank.
Honestly, if you're running a fucking airport bar and there's 12 travellers stuck there, you'd go, who's kicking them out?
Yeah.
this is what we've been waiting for this whole time.
Yeah.
Not Seppo's asking for another pot of coffee.
I hope they made the most of it.
One Bud Light. No.
Here we go.
This is a
Ronnie.
Yeah.
They'd drink it dry in the first day. There's another bar at that airport called the Heroes Bar, Concourse A.
Right.
Where you can choose from an A2 menu. Huge variety of traditional fried foodstuffs.
All right, hold on. I need the dinger here. What do we got?
Oh, not much. Oh. You get a lot of traditional fried foodstuffs, such as onion rings, yeah. Sticky chicken wings,
yeah.
And oversized burgers.
Beautiful. What do you want on that, sir?
More chili!
Love that. I saw at Dallas Airport someone eating a big bowl of chili.
Oh.
That is not a pre-flight food. That is comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
Within three steps of the toilet.
Just the meat, just a bowl of meat.
Chili and beans.
Oh. They don't serve Guinness. In fact, you can't get anywhere in Norfolk Airport after security. And fair enough too. So they'd have to settle for multiple pints of Flying Dog Pearl Necklace Chesapeake Stout.
Oh. That is not going to taste the same.
Had a fucking look at this, and it definitely wouldn't. This particular stout
is
brewed.
It was called Pearl Necklace.
Yes.
Right.
Brilliant. It's brewed,
surely on purpose.
Well, yeah. It's brewed with Rappahannock River oysters. Honestly, what's happened to beer? Like, I'm not a purist who thinks green cans are the only way to drink beer, but oysters in the brew. Fucking hell, man.
Yeah. That's awful.
And sometimes coffee gets chucked into beer. I've been fooled before on the stout front here.
Mm.
No good. Coffee gets smuggled into more food than any of the other elements, I reckon. It's fucking sneaky.
Yeah.
You know, when you can tell on a biscuit when that creamy centre is slightly tan-coloured and steer clear. But it's not always that apparent. In a fucking stout, there might be coffee in there.
Mate, I saw it at the shops the other day. A fucking Old Gold, you know, Old Gold chocolate.
That's teamed rubbish.
Up with fucking, what's it called? What's the coffee?
Yeah.
McKenna?
Yeah, it's
the instant coffee.
Old
Gold have teamed up with them.
Yeah. Not McCain's. It's pizza. Fucking, I don't know, one. Yeah. hang on, Conrad. We've got to find
this one. They've teamed up.
Yeah. It's the one with the daggy ads.
McCano. I think it's McCano.
It's not McCano. That's that metal stuff.
McCona.
Yeah. Gross. Old Gold's rubbish anyway. I had an argument about this recently. That's about the worst dark chocolate you could get, I reckon.
You reckon?
Fucking. Might as well buy a home brand cooking chocolate. That's what it's like. It's that sort of powdery. It's no good.
No, I don't know. I had
eat
a bit
less
of Old Gold.
It, get better stuff as far as chocolate goes.
Lint.
Lint's pretty good.
Yeah.
Usually thinner the better with dark in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy a fucking Cadbury block any day.
Yeah, they've done it. Have a look. Shop McCona Old Gold. There you go. Cadbury Old Gold with McCona.
Yeah, that's no good. I hope they
I don't mind.
I hope
don't
they
mind
go
it.
Bust.
What?
Just to prove a lesson, that's no fucking good.
Oh, that wasn't the only flavour Old Gold have gotten in on. They've done everything.
Fucking new Tim Tam thing, is it? Just chuck everything into Tim Tams. I'm not having a fucking pearl necklace beer, I'll tell you what, for many reasons.
Also, stouts are the sneaky, thank fuck that they put the percentages up on boards and on taps and everything now.
Oh, yeah.
Because a stout, there's no way you get a lager and it could be 4% or 15, but stout.
Yeah.
The word nitro's in it.
Yeah, get the fuck out of there. Man, I drank it out Western New South Wales, Armidale, Tamworth and Inverell. There's the Welder's Dog Brewery.
Yeah.
Three outlets. Went to all of them within the week. They've cracked the code. They've got a stout that is 3.5%.
Oh.
And it's sensational. I hope it comes to the city.
Yeah,
but then they'll sell it out to Carlton for $10 million and fucking won't be the same.
Why not?
But pretty good. I enjoyed that. Half alcohol stout. It was very good. So anyhow, after 3 days at the airport, They got sent home on a Northwest flight to Gatwick via Detroit and were reunited with the 18 children they left at the caravan site in Lewisham.
It gets worse.
Fuck yeah. I hope they left enough packets of pork scratching for the rugrats to eat in their absence.
I don't reckon it's the first time the parents have been away for fucking 3 nights.
No. I don't think the kids would have noticed until the second night.
Yeah.
Where are they? They must be out of the country. They're not just down at the fucking, not just down
fighting. Well, how long were they meant to be in Montego Bay for?
I don't know. There's no indication.
Yeah.
Like probably 3 days. Same as Virginia Airport, whatever. After 3 days, money had been wired to them from the UK, and this was to cover their flights home. About 1,200 GBP pop.
That is 1,200 scratchies.
Oh, man. So yeah, those kids had to go and bash a lot of adults for that money. Clearly took about 3 days of around-the-clock bashings to mug that much money out of citizens to send it over to mum and dad, get them home. You'll like this. Versions of the incident varied. Air Tours said there was a fight between two of the pikies, and this escalated and all of them were out of their seats pretty soon, and a brawl broke out amongst all 12 travellers, putting the other 313 passengers in danger at 37,000 feet, no less.
Just keep giving them booze and let them sing. It'll be fine.
That's what it was over. I always like to state the altitude on
also, this is one of those ones where, and I think I've spoken about it before, when I was in primary school, somebody brought a book to school called Who Farted? Just black and white photos of people in different situations.
Nice to have it, yeah. Like a rowboat with one person in, seven in the water. That's
you've got to
seen it.
You have to figure out who farted.
I thought that was the funniest book I'd ever seen. Oh, it's about eight. Went to someone's house that had Who Farted. I'm going to get a copy for the annals. It's fucking so funny.
By the way, and I'm sure I mentioned this last time, the kid that brought it to school was a kid named Gary who was seven or eight with a rat's tongue. So, of course, Gary had Who Farted.
Yeah.
I'd hazard a guess, the only book in their house. but that book, this pikey situation, if you said who's fighting who, I don't know. Could be two of the brothers, could be two of the sisters, could be a brother and a sister, you know.
Not as obvious as who farted, is it?
Yeah. Could be any you could tell me any combo.
Yeah.
There's not one in front of the other.
Oh, they've all bashed each other at some stage.
Yeah.
Come around for the second round. I've always enjoyed them stating the altitude of a flight, the officiators, just add an element of jeopardy to the brawl. Like I, for one, would be far more concerned if they said the plane was flying along at 10 or so metres off the ground and these fuckwits started a melee. Yeah, nah, man, fuck. I prefer it. The higher, the better.
Yeah.
Sort it out.
Well, maybe you have it low so you can fucking open that door.
Boot them out. Just you can open out. The door, yeah. That's why it'd be more alarming.
Mm.
All 12 were standing in the aisles making threatening gestures and remarks to the crew. Couldn't get the specifics, but I know they were throwing stuff at the crew.
Great.
Because they couldn't get more drinks. The Cody 12 have...
Hold on. What happened to him?
They have repeatedly insisted they were just enjoying a good old-fashioned Irish sing-song.
There you go.
A bit like this. We were enjoying ourselves, Elizabeth O'Driscoll said in an interview with GMTV. Can't find the footage because it was 1999, but I do have the transcript.
Right.
We had a few drinks. We were not aggressive. One gentleman got up to go to the toilet and a bloke said, "You're noisy." We said, "We're only having an old-fashioned sing-song." And at that, the other fellow turned around and threw a drink on him. They said, a coloured man threw a drink on us.
Oh, Jesus, in 99.
And yes, that's a direct quote, Nick. I wouldn't think to speak the way you sometimes do before we hit the record button. This claim didn't really tally up against statements from other passengers. Everyone turned on the pikies yet again.
Don't worry about Queenslanders. One of them with their back to the wall, you've got to watch out.
Oh, yeah, the pikies. And she continued to say, that was it, like as if that's the innocent part. And next thing we knew, we landed in Virginia. Half of us were asleep and did not even know what was going on.
Asleep. Asleep is a stretch.
Yeah. Asleep fighting. Some fucking sleep fighting. Another of the Cody 12.
Hey, can I guess this, though? None of them have pulled out. I had a fucking Valium for the first time, or
no, it wasn't.
I'm depressed.
That wasn't invented then. I mean, all those drugs were, but the concept was 1999.
Yeah.
We were years away from blaming mental illness, just blaming other people still here in the golden age. Another of the Cody 12, Tina Marie, said they received rough justice. Miles Connor, one of the other Cody 12.
Now we're starting to get a bit more Miles or Tina.
Yeah.
This Elizabeth O'Driscoll or whatever. Nah, that's made up.
Miles Connor, middle name, guilty of whatever. 35, he was the bloke who got the drink thrown on him. He said there wasn't even a fight. No punches were thrown, just a few words were exchanged. But they threw all 12 of us off. The biggest injustice is that the other man who threw the drink was allowed to carry on the flight. Mm. So I don't mind going down as long as I take people with me.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
So also, I reckon it's not the first time he said the biggest injustice was to a reporter.
Imagine that stuff being said in the accent you're all thinking. Like, let's see if you reckon they were good old-fashioned gentlemen having an innocent sing-song, etc.
Absolutely
don't think
not.
So. Man, if the Cody 12 weren't being fucking dickheads on that plane, I'm not here.
Of course, it's fucking air tours, British air tours.
Yeah. Patrick Connors.
There we go.
36.
I can fucking almost guess all these names.
Just do a random Irish name generator. You'll get them all. You'll get them all. Patrick Connors, 36. And if as a reader of internet material I become aware early of someone's age, not looking good for them. It's like middle names. It's not looking great. It's if you see in the first paragraph of a news story someone's age, you go, oof, here we go. Put the kettle on. I'm reading the whole thing. He said that the holiday cost them £16,000 and that they'd saved up.
Do you reckon under the photos of these guys, you know, Patrick, whatever his name, Patrick whatever.
Connors.
Patrick Connors, 36, under a photo of him, they'd have to, in brackets, put, yes, we checked. Mm. There's no way he's looking 36.
Yeah. They said they saved up, but saved up to them. It's less fucking, I don't know, it's not so much piggy banks, more clenched fists. They were talking about suing air tours for the 16K.
Mm.
The female body inspectors didn't press charges. They just wanted them the fuck out of there. When they got back to the UK, though, Paddy Connors, your mate, he was sentenced to how long, do you reckon? In prison.
Hold on. He's the one.
He's the main dude. Not
prison.
Not the groom. He's the main fighter.
I'm going to say 4 months.
18 months in prison.
Oh, rough.
Whereas his mate, Francis Coyle, brother of the bride, 40 years old he was, he got 3 months in the clink. The Jamaican bloke who threw the beer at them, you know what he got?
Nothing.
A bloody good laugh. 12 extra seats to spread out across.
Well, look, man, this is something that should have been made into a movie. You know, The Terminal, that shit Tom Hanks film. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Rubbish.
But
I'd
much rather see these 12 in a fucking at the Virginia airport.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
For 3 days.
Eating wings and throwing punches. Yeah. Brilliant. Very good.
Well, that brings us to an end, the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks so much for listening. We've got live shows, as we said, coming up in Tassie in July. Get to midflightbrawl.com for those. Get around the Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. We're not far away from, of course, Heggy having to go to Bali.
We're a long way from that.
And we'll leave you with these people's national anthem. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.